We're doing Tayag Mitzvot, and we were dealing with the mitzvos of the sacrifices. So we have the mitzvah of the Asham sacrifice, and the Chatas sacrifice. There's a mitzvah that the Kohanim eat the meat of the Chatas and Asham. The Kohanim have a mitzvah not to eat the meat outside the Azara, outside the courtyard. There's a mitzvah that an Israelite is not allowed to eat from the meat of the Kodesh HaKodashim, sacrifices that are on the holiest level. It says, Zal lo yochal ki kodeshim. Then we have a mitzvah of how to bring the Shlamim sacrifice, a mitzvah not to eat the Kodshim Kalim, the lighter holiness sacrifices before the sprinkling of the blood. We have a mitzvah of the Mincha, the flour offering. And then we have a mitzvah that the Kohanim eat the remnants. We know only three fingers worth were offered, and the rest the Kohanim ate. We have a mitzvah the mincha sacrifice of a sinner does not get oil. There's a biblical prohibition of putting oil or levona. And then if a Kohen brings a mincha, flour offerings, then the Torah gives us a mitzvah that his gets completely burnt and no one should eat any of it. Then the Torah says the remnants of the mincha, we have a mitzvah not to make it chametz. So that's a biblical prohibition, not to make chametz of the shiore mincha, the remnants of the mincha, the flour offering.